I call this meeting to order for the Committee on Government Operations on Wednesday, November 16th at 3:04 PM in the President's Conference Room. Moving into Agenda Item 2, Land Acknowledgement. To begin, it is important to recognize the space and place that we are able to live, work, and learn in. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for the Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. It is in this moment we recognize their connection to this land and honor their powerful legacy. Guys, moving into Agenda Item 3, Secretary Leyland, can you call roll, please?
Of course, Senator Salah.
Present.
Senator Toybel.
Present.
Senator Galvez.
Present.
Senator Kane.
Present.
And Senator Swackhammer.
Present.
Awesome. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Secretary Leyland. Moving on to Agenda Item 4, is there any public comment at this time? Go ahead and state your name for the record and then give your comment.
Hi, y'all. Nathan Noble. You all know me, so hi. Now, I apologize. I'm going to need to run after this because I want to shave, bring myself up for a picture. But before I do, I want to come and voice my support for the code of ethics piece that's going through with a couple of key additions that I believe are necessary to the piece to ensure that it functions as it should. So currently, I believe that the piece is written in a perfectly ambiguous way so as not to be enforceable and so that it cannot be elected as a malicious tool against any officer. I think this is very smart. However, I do think that it's important that we be resolute and firm with the way that we enforce our ethics and that we have a standard of officers too. Thus, I would recommend that it can be considered making this piece apply in that term of malfeasance, which is used as part of the kind of process, in which our writing documents listed that an officer can be impeached for malfeasance. Now, as of right now, we have no definition of what the word malfeasance is. It's a very vague term, and I think this is a perfect opportunity to define exactly what constitutes malfeasance, as outlined in this beautifully elaborated code of ethics. I also recommend that since impeachment only applies to elected officers, that we also stipulate that this may be grounds for punitive action and towards appointed officers as well, since we all must be accountable to the same code of ethics. Thus, I recommend that we pass this code with the specific enforceability as such. I also would like to make one final recommendation, which is that I am not a fan of holding new bodies to old ideas. And as such, I think that just like the Senate rules are mandated to be renewed every session, that so this code of ethics must be continuously reviewed by each appointed Senate body to ensure that the ethics we hold ourselves to are always reflected by the current Senate body and never outdated and never held to previous standards that no longer apply. These would be my recommendations to you. I love this piece and I look forward to voicing more support for it at the Senate. Your members have your work cut out for you. Good luck. And Manager Yield for you.
Thank you for your comment.
Hey.
Is there any more public comment at this time? Okay, seeing no more public comment, we're going to move into Agenda Item 5, Old Business. Is anyone working on a project that isn't on the agenda that wants to give an update? No? Okay, we're going to move on to Agenda Item 6, New Business. So first on the agenda, we have SB 90, a bill to update line of succession. So do we vote to start the discussion before I pass the gavel to you or after? Because I'm good.
Yeah, so we'll do a motion to favorably recommend this piece and then we'll go into debate about it.
Okay.
The presentation and then we'll vote after.
Perfect. Okay, does anybody want a motion to favorably recommend the piece? Senator Toybel?
I move to favorably recommend SB 90, a bill to update line of succession.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye. No?
No vote.
No vote. Cool. Okay. And then I'm sponsoring this piece. So I'll be passing the gavel. I move to pass the gavel to Senator Toybel.
Thanks.
There you go. Thank you, Senator Toybel.
Did the authors want to present?
Yeah. So Attorney General Schein is on the Zoom. I will give like a, I can give a brief what the piece is about and then questions directed to Jake. Does that sound good? I think that sounds good. Okay, so it pertains to updating the line of succession. So the current line of succession, it's really long. It includes unnecessary positions. It's also an arbitrary list with like no clear reasoning why some positions are on it and others aren't. Like, for example, there's the director of clubs and orgs on the list, but an important position like chief of staff isn't on it. So there's no logic behind how the list was constructed. And then it's also undemocratic and would result in like, it would result in giving presidency to an unelected official. And say in the case that like the president was removed from office for a conduct reason, it would be, you'd be giving the position to someone that they appointed, right? And then, so instead of having this line of succession, it would make more sense to instead have some sort of a vote. So A.G. Shine's idea is to have the cabinet conduct an internal discussion at an agendized cabinet meeting and vote for an interim president to serve until a special election is held. And then there are details about like the specifics regarding that in the whereas clauses and the addendum, if anybody wants to reread that. And then after the election of a new president through the special election, the interim president would resume like the previous position that they held. And then the overall goal is to shift from a line of succession that doesn't make sense to a more democratic approach. Okay. Are there any questions? Yes, Senator Twibel.
My question is under section C, item two, when you say that the committee on, or the director of elections or appropriate CSE staff shall present to the committee on oversight regarding the special election, and then the committee on oversight, I guess I'm just kind of confused on what that means when you say present, and then is that information that the committee on oversight gets, is that then presented at Senate?
I think that might be presenting to oversight in what the procedure would look like. If you have input on that, go ahead.
I can give some clarity on that. I'd actually be down to amend that to be judicial counsel instead. After going through the elections rules a little bit more, it looks like judicial counsel is the one that's in charge of like extending deadlines for election stuff. I just did judicial counsel, or I did oversight, because that's how it works for like presidential appointments. If there's no presidential appointment in a certain amount of time, they'll just like the president or the appointing body goes to oversight and gets an explanation. So that's the model I used, but I think that changing it to judicial counsel actually probably makes more sense.
Does anybody have input on that? Instead of it saying oversight, it would be presented to judicial counsel. Okay, does anybody want to make that is it or tribal?
I move to amend SB 90, a bill to update the line of succession through substitution by substituting on page 4, section 2, the committee on oversight to judicial counsel.
Sir.
Oh, well. Point of order, I'm the chair. Someone else should make that motion.
That is a good point.
I move to amend SB 90, a bill to update line of succession. Addendum A, for 213, section 2, subsection C, subsection 2, to amend Committee on Oversight to Judicial Counsel.
I second that.
Is there any comments or debate on this amendment? If being none, then I would have to go to a vote on this amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any against? Okay, with that, I move to pass. Now we're back into the main motion. Are there any other further comments, Senator Galvez?
So am I right in thinking that officers that are in Prescott can still run for that president position and they're already in existing office?
Yeah, I believe in the piece it says if you're in good standing. If you want to elaborate on that, Jake.
Yeah, you could run for the position still. The goal isn't to there would be nothing stopping you. Like, if this is during election season, this would, there'd be nothing stopping you from running as well, if I heard your question right. Sorry, it was a little quiet over the Zoom.
Well, thank you. Any additional comments? Seeing none, we're now going to move to a vote on SB 90, a bill to update the line of succession, to favorably recommend. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any against? Any abstentions? With that, the bill is favorably recommended. I now move to pass the gavel to Senator Stilwell.
I accept. Thank you, Senator Toybell. Okay, we're going to move on to the next piece. SB 90, a bill to establish the ASUN Code of Ethics. This piece was submitted by Senator Toybell. Would anybody like to make a motion for this piece? Senator Toybell?
I move to favorably recommend SB 90, a bill to establish the ASUN Code of Ethics.
Is there a second?
Sir.
Okay, we're going to get started on a discussion. If the author would like to present.
I just have a question. Not about this. What does it mean when we favorably recommend?
Means we're sending it to Senate. Because, like, we can't pass things in committee. We have to send it.
Okay. I see. Okay.
Okay, thank you for your question. We're going to move into presentation. Go ahead, Senator Toybell.
If there's any questions off the bat, then I'd be happy to answer them, but if not, I'm going to go ahead and start making some amendments.
Are there any questions?
I move to amend SB 90, a bill to establish the ASUN Code of Ethics, by inserting on page one, line item, after line item four, a whereas clause stating, this document shall not be used to create or enforce punitive action, but rather to encourage, to uplift the mission of ASUN.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Do we do a vote on that?
We move into discussion.
Okay.
Anybody
have any? Can you repeat what you said though? The amendment you wanted to add? This document should.
After line item four, the amendment is whereas this document shall not be used to create or enforce punitive action, but rather to encourage public permission for base environment.
Okay, so that just reinforces, like, this isn't something that conduct will follow. It's just more so this is how we hold ourselves. Is right. There a discussion on that? Go ahead.
Yeah, does that need to be within the code itself, or is it fine to be a whereas clause?
So I'm adding this statement as a whereas clause, and then I'm going to do a different amendment on the code and then part in the SAS that are a little bit different.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any other comments about the amendment that was just made? Well, we're going to move it to a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Perfect. Is there any other discussion on the piece? Go ahead, Senator Toybo.
I move to amend SB 90, a resolution or bill establishing a ASUN Code of Ethics by inserting within purpose, substituting instead of the Code of Ethics serves as only a reference document to read, the Code of Ethics is non-enforceable and serves only as a reference document.
Sorry.
What section are you at again?
In the Code of Ethics on the first page in section one purpose, it's replacing the line, the Code of Ethics serves only as a reference document, and only adding the Code of Ethics is not enforceable and serves as only as a reference document.
Okay, and then Senator Schwackhammer, you second that? Is there any discussion on that amendment? Any questions? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, is there any other discussion on the piece?
Sorry, I have a lot of.
Go ahead, Senator Toyle.
I move to amend SB 90, a bill establishing the ASCA Code of Ethics by inserting on page 2 of the SAS section under section 2 purpose, a line reading, the Code of Ethics is not enforceable and serves only as a reference document.
Second.
Is there any discussion on that?
Just to clarify, I just wanted to use the same exact language in the SAS as I'm putting in the Code of Ethics so that there's no confusion on the purpose and it's very easy to tell what's going on, just so they don't read differently.
Yes, we like consistency. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Perfect. Any other discussion on the piece? Senator Toybell?
Okay, I move to amend SB 90, a bill to establish the ASCA Code of Ethics. By striking out on page three, section 6, accountability, line item A, striking out the words and each other accountable.
Can you repeat where you're at again?
Yeah, so on the Code of Ethics, section 6,
okay, I see.
Line item A. Striking out the words and each other accountable.
Do you want to elaborate on?
Yeah, is there a second? Yeah, so the reason I want to remove this by holding each other accountable is because there's no way to hold each other accountable. So having this kind of infers that there's a way we can hold each other accountable for this, and I don't want that to be the purpose of the message. So it's more of a hold yourself accountable. And if it reads each other accountable, people are going to start asking, well, what do you mean by that? You know, what do you mean by holding each other accountable?
Senator Galvez?
Can we put in language to make it like that we can hold each other accountable in the way if we are treating others poorly or abusing our own office? You know, that we could call each other out on it without formal enforcement, like encourage each other to maintain these values, something like that. Like maybe something we have that within each other.
Yes, we could do that, but since it's not enforced anyways, I don't want to put something in there that gives like the option to do something like that. Just since I see a problem where like there's kind of no point in doing that as there's no consequence. If there is like a conduct issue, that's handled in a completely different section of our government. So anything like that, you know, I think when it says that it serves as a reference document, if someone was in trouble for conduct, they could use this within the charge and judicial case. Can't be like the reason for a charge, but if you were breaking code of conduct and you had something, you know, you did against the code of conduct, this could be like kind of inferred you could probably use this to help you with your case, but not to like have grounds because you violated the ethics. Yeah, but if you want to brainstorm how to hold each other accountable, we can do a separate piece later amending this and fix that.
Sure.
Like a better method of how you want to handle ethic violations.
Maybe, Senator Schreckhammer, go ahead.
I absolutely agree with what Senator Rowe was saying, because you don't need a line, you know, you don't need it to be enumerated to tell someone be the bigger man, but you know, wrong. And you're kind of reading too deep into what these clauses. At the end of the day, when it's here first, you gotta be able to say, hey, I don't think what you're doing is ethical, or what you're doing is right, or whatever. You don't need a line of taxes cut to do that. So
sure.
I like the idea of like working as a team. So maybe adding something like this as part of the collective effort to achieve the purpose of this document, everyone accepts the responsibility to perform their jobs and support each other.
I think that could be good, but my only argument would be that agreeing to this document and having this document passed is kind of the already agreement that we are going to uphold this.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't need to be like, in my opinion, it doesn't need to be explicitly stated that we're going to like fulfill these roles, because that's kind of the purpose of the document already.
Mm-hmm.
And like supporting each other is kind of built into what this document is, like in the purpose of it. It already lists that like this is going to be guidance and instill confidence in our constituents. And I have the mission statements from the other documents as well in here. I think that's kind of like inferred.
Okay. Senator Kane?
No, I was just going to say, I think if we wanted to put something like that into the document, I think that would be appropriate to put under Section 5 behavior instead of accountability, because it's kind of like behavior toward our colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
So if we wanted to rewrite something that was along those lines, I think it would be appropriate to put in that section.
Go ahead, Senator Navas.
I think we should vote on something that told us.
Okay, so does anyone want to make the amendment to get rid of the and each other?
We just have to vote. We're already in the amendment.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Perfect. Is there any other discussion on the piece? Yes, Senator Coybell.
I had a suggestion from someone in Section 5 Behavior, line item G. Show respect for university administration, faculty, and staff. Someone suggested that I could add students in there. I don't know how you guys feel about that. I think it was kind of already like inferred that we show respect to students, but if we want to outline it, that is also perfectly okay.
I think that'd be a good thing to add. Any other comments on that? Okay. And we motion for that, for an amendment? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, go ahead and motion.
I move to amend SB 90 of Bill establishing the Eastern Code of Ethics. Section 5, behavior, line item B, for it to read, show respect for university administration, faculty, staff, and students.
Okay, does someone want to second that?
Second.
And then any questions about it? Or any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Perfect. Any other comments about the piece?
I have a question for this committee. I had a concern with Section 8, elected office, line item A, consult with constituents on matters that are to be voted on in the Senate. Someone had a concern that a lot of the things we pass and do don't need to be consulted with students for. I was kind of seeing how you guys felt. I felt it was appropriate because obviously this isn't like a strict guideline. And this isn't your job duties,
mm-hmm.
right? These are like values. So this is kind of like a recommendation of what you believe in. So I don't know if you guys don't like that line or any comments.
Can you give an example of like something we do that we wouldn't consult students about?
Yeah, so like if we had a like the bill amending the one that we just talked about in committee,
mm-hmm.
the line of succession, we don't need to be, or I don't think anyone is going to talk to constituents about how they feel about the line of concession.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But if it's something that involves students, yeah. So I am.
Mm-hmm. Senator Schreckhammer?
I had two trains of thought going, but okay. Number one, to stay where we were at, I think it's fine because like Senator Bell said, like I think this piece is written something that isn't our job duties. So you know, we want to remember, I think it reminds us that we should be consulting with our constituents, but if it's obviously a piece that doesn't need to be consulted with, does need to be consulted with. I mean, there you got it. But so I think leaving it in is no big deal, but I think it actually serves as a reminder for what, you know, what we're supposed to do.
I agree. I think if it makes the person that made that comment feel better, we could put like if applicable somewhere.
Yeah.
I agree with that. We could add at the end, like consult with constituents on matters that are to be voted on in Senate with outreach when appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be better?
I agree with that. Okay. Did you want to make that amendment?
Yeah. I move to amend SB 90 bill establishing the ACM Code of Ethics, Section 8, line item A, to read consult with constituents on matters that are to be voted on in the Senate with outreach I guess appropriate.
I might throw some out there. What if we wrote it out as keep the student interest in mind when voting on pieces?
I think that does like the same thing, but
just what you might. Or we just end it with it.
Keep the student. I actually like that better. Keep the student's interests in mind when voting. But I guess this is more actionable. Like, go out and talk to your constituents. Yes, Senator Gomez.
He's still in his motion.
Yeah.
No one seconds it. Well,
go ahead and finish your motion.
I can say it again.
I can say it again and reduce the motion.
Okay. I move to amend SB 90, a bill to establish the ACM Code of Ethics on Section 8, line item A, for it to read. Elected officers shall keep the student interest in mind when voting and consult with constituents on matters that will be voted on in the Senate when appropriate.
Sorry.
Is there any discussion on that? Okay, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Well, is there any other discussion on the piece? Senator Schwackhammer?
Yeah. When this goes to the Senate, I think it will really have to come down to us and, you know, the authors letting people know that this is code of ethics, not code of conduct, this is not job description, this is principle we are aspire to. So I feel like that's where it's really going to get lambasted and said, potentially, I have no idea. The other thing is, I mean, I'm not broken up about this language, but starting each section as all officers shall. I don't know, is shall a synonym to like ought or
good?
Okay.
Like government should.
Makes me feel, but it doesn't matter as long as it is linguistically correct.
The definition says expressing a strong assertion or intention. So a strong intention to.
Oh, okay. Then, cool.
Okay, are there any other comments on the piece? Senator Toybell?
I just want to comment real quick on that. Shall, like it's used a million times in the SAS, so that's kind of where I just wanted to be consistent. And then, as our public comment said, Nathan, he said, how about we have this document so every new Senate approves it and renews it,
mm-hmm.
Which I think I brought up before in committee. Does anyone have any thoughts, like if that's even viable or worth it? Because if people did want to make change to it, that's always an option. It's not like once it's done, it's locked away forever. You can always make amendments to it.
Mm-hmm. Senator Galvez.
So in the future, if we did want to amend the code, is this something we do?
Yeah, so I'd say a bill. just do a bill of amending it. The way it's written right now, it requires 2/3. Just because I think if we're deciding ethics, you know, it's not like passing legislation, which is just a great majority. 2/3 would be more appropriate, that more people agree on the change.
I like the idea of reviewing it every session because that means that it's people are looking at every session. Go ahead, Senator Schottkammer.
I absolutely agree. And I think ethics, biggest part of ethics is to constantly change. Now, the ethics we aspire to right now are not perfect, and we're going to be perfect. So we're constantly revolutionizing our idea of what ethics is. And so I think having to approve it each session will not only, we don't necessarily need to, but that action itself will bring this to the forefront of people's minds as they enter the session.
Exactly, yeah.
Advice for them.
Senator Kane?
Would this be the only document needed to be approved, or would there need to be more documents that would be approved at the start of each session?
Well, we renew the Senate rules every start of the session, I think.
Mm-hmm. I know the Senate rules for sure.
So this would be a lot of rules.
Yeah, so we could do this like along with the Senate rules. Like we can add a part in the SAS section that I'm changing in administration. We just add a line that says the Senate shall review code of ethics.
Mm-hmm.
Start of every new session.
And it's not like a super lengthy document, so I think that'd be feasible. Have everybody read it and then.
Yeah. Does review mean like pass again or just like take a look at?
From what I remember, the start of this session, we just kind of like voted on the Senate rules. No? I don't know.
Do you think this would need to be voted on every?
Yes, President Stanfill.
If I may, well, this is my opinion, but I don't think it's necessary to approve this in pass every year. The only reason we approve the Senate rules is because the Senate rules are only applicable to the Senate body,
mm-hmm.
and those are the rules that are supposed to be applicable to those students within the Senate body. So just in my perspective of being in every branch, I don't think that it's appropriate in regard to like separation of branches to approve this document that applies to the entire association.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying the Senate rules apply to the Senate?
Correct.
Okay. So anybody have any comments on that? Senator Trek?
I absolutely agree.
Okay. Yeah. Any other opinions?
Say like ethics change and Nathan said that too, like we can make a change.
Yeah. And there's no good process to, you know, doing that besides someone going back and looking to change it. I forgot this other person again. No, I didn't forget, but I'm appreciative of having a well-rounded individualist government because
can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead. Dick Shine.
Is it worth putting something in like the, this would be maybe a separate piece or a separate conversation, but is it worth putting something like this in our oaths of office? Like just saying like I will uphold the Constitution and the Code of Ethics or something like that, just to kind of, that would accomplish that idea of having new officers like acknowledge the code of office or the code of ethics while still not making us have to like renew it every year or something like that. I just think that like making sure that new officers like read it is a good idea.
Does anybody have any comments on that? Go ahead, President Stanfill.
I'll go last, you go first, your second.
I mean, that's kind of the point why we wanted to bring up, but also, I don't know how what would that look like.
Do you want to elaborate on that, Jake? Okay, go ahead, President Stanfill.
So this is just an idea. I don't have the answer to this, but something I would pose to this committee is if you do like say it within your oath, at that point, does it become enforceable? I just want to make sure that the committee addresses that. Because if you're saying you will, you know, abide by the code of ethics and the Constitution, like it says now in the SAS, but it might just say the governing documents. We might have to look and see the wording of the oath, but.
Go ahead, Senator.
Preserve, best of my ability, preserve and protect the Constitution of the Associated Students of the United States. So, I mean, I think this could be a good different piece, but I think there'd be a lot of contention adding this to the oath of office in this piece.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Especially because we don't like swear in to abide by the SAS. Right. And that is an enforceable document. And traditionally in like government, when you're swearing in as president or as governor, you promise to protect the Constitution and never anything else. It would be like out of place, I think.
Okay, is there any discussion regarding adding that into the oaths of office? Okay, are there any other points that anyone want to bring up about the piece? Senator Schrockhammer? Senator Schrockhammer?
It'd be something that we sign an acknowledgement to every year, or is that the same thing as taking it out of, say, like having just a document that says I aspire to uphold these principles listed in the Code of Ethics, and then maybe have like asterisks to enforcement. But just maybe, because kind of the whole reason I think that doing something like this is that this Code of Ethics comes up every year. People are exposed to it. And even though it's not enforceable, I really think that it's a great piece in which people can, when it was first being read, it helps people bear in mind that they are improving and ought to strive to improve every single day. And leaving this just in one of the hundreds of pages of the documents that we have, get lost. And so finding a means to expose new members, re-expose people every year about this Code of Ethics, I think is important. So that's why I don't know how we would do it, but.
So like you want something where you're physically signing it saying, I acknowledge that
well,
I've read this.
We can't put in an oath, or we can't vote on it in the Senate body, right? Those two things you can't do. So I'm just throwing the brakes, or maybe, I don't know, think of a sign or something.
DocuSign?
DocuSign, no, because I'm reading the.
Senator Toivonen?
I think what you're saying is valid, but signing anything about this kind of like dictates that you're like kind of have to follow this, and that's like fundamentally against what I'm trying to do here. Just because we have already like so many things we have to follow, and that would be like code of conduct. That's just like teetering the line between code of conduct. But we could like talk about this in trainings at the beginning of the year, maybe retreat. We could talk about this, there's different opportunities that, we could continue with, or future sessions could advance this document. Like, I think I want to write this and have this be one of the three documents we have on our website, because I want people to see it, but also I want it to be open for future sessions to look at, use, possibly make enforceable, whatever they want to do. But right now I'm happy with it being a standard that we all like strive to be. And it's kind of like, I don't know if you've ever looked at like police departments online, they have codes of ethics and they're not enforceable or anything. They just have like, we strive not to do these certain things, not to discriminate, not to do these things. And it's kind of like, if they break that, they don't get fired, but that's what they strive to be.
Okay, are there any other comments on that point? Okay, is there? Yeah, go ahead.
I have one last thing. I just want to go over everyone's concern, because I really care about making this, I want to make something that we all can agree on. But Nathan had a concern about Section 5 behavior. There's two lines that mention conduct themselves at all times, and then the line after that says conduct themselves in accordance with university policy at all times. And he was concerned that it should only apply when you're acting as an official officer. I don't know if any of you also share that same concern, but when I have all times in there, I just kind of, because like we're striving to be good students and we're striving to be like models for this university all times is kind of what I was going for. But I understand that like while you're not representing, you're not an ASU officer, you should, you know, have to do certain things.
Senator Schreckerman?
I agree. Maybe I don't really necessarily like the all times part, but not because I don't like the this point at all, because this isn't a code of conduct as an officer. This is how I say speeches. This goes beyond our official duty in a sense that, I mean, everyone in this room has different values that they strike to get at. This just kind of puts them all together as we're acting as a senator or any official, but at the same time, in my mind, it really goes beyond that, because anything I do goes beyond, you know, the context that I'm due to.
Senator Toybell?
I was thinking just like removing the words all times and not adding like while serving as an officer like that, just keeping it as written, just removing at all times.
Yeah, I feel like if you have an issue with conduct yourself in accordance with university policy, it's a little concerning.
Right.
Any other comments?
So, I moved to amend SB 90, a bill establishing the ASU Code of Ethics, by striking out any verbiage of all times in section 5.3.
Sure.
Okay, is there any discussion on that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Perfect. Okay, are there any other points that someone wants to bring up? Any other amendments? Okay.
Did you make the amendment to do C and D at all times? C and D?
I just said any bird of the at all times. So. Okay.
Okay, and then something else that Senator Noble brought up was impeachment only applies to elected officers. Do you know what they were saying?
I'm pretty sure we can impeach more than elected officers of this association. Pretty sure unelected officers can also be impeached. But I disagree with his argument that this document should only apply to elected or to, I don't know if his argument was for elected or appointed, but to me, that's not what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
I know he sounded like he was trying to suggest that we have some type of malfeasance claim, and we try to work towards figuring out how to impeach people who commit malfeasance, but that's not the purpose of this document.
Mm-hmm.
If he wants to do that, I feel like the code of conduct would be a better route to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay. Any other comments about this piece? Okay, then does someone want to make a motion for it? We already did. Okay, all in favor say aye. Any opposed? Awesome, it passes. Okay, we're gonna move on to agenda item. Are we on? Moving into agenda item, 7, comments and announcements. Are there any comments? No, moving it to agenda item 8. Is there any last public comment at this time? Perfect. We're going to move into agenda item 9, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 3:47. Thank you guys for coming. Our next